Thank you, Brian.
Well, GPs won't be issuing certificates of exemption as they're already under huge pressure with rising COVID numbers and the booster campaign. That's according to Dr. Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor to the General College of Practitioners and a member of NEFIT. Dr. Favier says we are in a better place now compared to this time last year as a result of the vaccination booster campaign. She joins us now. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Favier, and thank you for talking to us on the programme. Just first of all, to be clear in relation to your understanding of the capacity of GPs to issue these certificates of exemption if they are sought in the case of particular children. Will GPs be able to do that?
I think first, before we get to capacity, there's no medical basis for the issuing of these types of certificates. And when GPs saw this being communicated through social media yesterday evening, predicted that there would be a huge upsurge in requests for notes and certificates this morning. And indeed, that's what happened in our own practice. 9:05, somebody looking for an exemption letter. There are exceptionally few medical reasons why somebody can't wear a mask. And indeed, if parents are concerned about the impact of masks, they're often the very children who should wear them. And for us as GPs, we'd be very supportive of mask wearing, and it won't just be in schools, it'll be in public buildings and public transport, going to the library, and indeed coming to GP services. But GPs know that teachers and principals are generally a very sensible lot, and they will be able to manage this. And so we don't expect that there will be significant requests for certification, and nor will we be able to fulfil them. General practice is just too busy. We're doing too many other things, particularly running booster campaigns as well. So I think this should be kept within the school environment.
All right. So, I mean, I'll come to the booster in a moment. So the criteria listed by the department in its directive, any pupil with difficulty breathing or other relevant medical condition, pupil unable to remove the cloth face covering or visor with assistance, a pupil with special needs and who may feel upset or very uncomfortable wearing the cloth face covering, those aren't criteria that you would recognise for this exemption.
They wouldn't meet medical criteria, and they would be new to GPs in terms of how to do that. So I couldn't see that we would be in a position that we would be providing many of these certifications. And the Irish Medical Organisation published a statement this morning saying that it hadn't been discussed with anybody in the medical area, and we didn't have an expectation that we'd be doing them. And indeed, as our staff said today and other people, we've just too much to be doing. We're overwhelmed with the amount of COVID illness and then all the non-COVID care.
And the booster campaign. How's it going? Because I think there's a sense that it's a bit sluggish.
The booster campaign in a general practice setting is going very well. Not all GPs are participating. We've done almost completely our over 80s. Most of us have our over 70s completed, as we do in our practice. Some GPs are saying that now that the mass vaccine centres are up and running, that they will send the boosters will be attending there, and that's entirely appropriate. It's all down to sheer workload. The booster campaign is being run through the mass vaccine clinics. People will be getting appointments, but there's also a significant number of walk-in appointments available, and people should check locally whether they're available. So I know, for instance, in Cork today, walk-in appointments are available. However, people need to be prepared that there could be queues because you're not actually attending with an appointment.
And just a final question, people who are presenting who are unwell and who are confirmed COVID cases, are they still for the most part the unvaccinated?
Yes, we noticed some really good things that in our over 85s and increasingly our over 75-year-old population who've had their boosters, very little COVID activity there, really making a big difference in terms of the effectiveness of boosters, but also obviously they're changing their behaviours and being that bit more careful. So from a GP point of view, we're really seeing a surge of COVID infection in the unvaccinated. And that's of considerable concern to us because that population gets significantly sicker and are much more likely to end up in hospital and all the sequelae for there. So we would always make a plea, if there's still people out there who are thinking about being vaccinated, would they now go ahead and do that? And they'll be prioritised in mass vaccine centres.
Dr. Mary Favier, thanks for talking to us here on the programme.